up, Daddy Gang. It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Director's cut.
Cue Richard.
Richard.
He actually texted me, or he DM'd me, because I think he was in LA, but like I was too busy and I haven't seen Richard, but I just still keep like, I will say I'm like fiending Vegas a little.
You're fiending Vegas?
I do want to like.
No, the move is Miami.
I know.
Miami.
I was supposed to go to Art Basel, but I canceled. Why? I just like have too much going on for the podcast, and I have guests and interviews and all that shit, and it comes before going to fucking party in Miami.
You could podcast.
I know.
You know what the title would be?
What?
The obvious, what all the other ones were. What happens in Miami doesn't stay in Miami.
Featuring Richard.
You know who lives in Miami?
Oh my God, Kygo.
Yeah. Hi, Kygo. It's me, Lauren. I'm still in love with you. I've been in a really big Kygo phase lately, Kygo, and I've been playing your music 24/7.
Dude, so. Kygo, shout the fuck out. Honestly, that Vegas, dude, the Vegas episode spot, this is so random. I'll just tell you this, but the Vegas episode was one of the most downloaded episodes this year.
I don't know if that's good for me personally.
I know. No. You're like,
I went home for Thanksgiving, and my cousin was like, so I listened to one of the podcasts. I was like, no.
Wait, which one?
No.
You're like, which one?
Not Vegas, right?
Which one?
Maybe the season finale. Right. Maybe the third roommate speaks. That one's kind of fun.
That was so innocent.
That's PG.
That was so innocent.
Like, what other ones are PG?
There are some PG, but Vegas.
Sex and therapy.
Dude,
sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
The best is when I saw that, and obviously I was happy. And then Spotify.
The numbers for Vegas.
The numbers for Vegas.
That Spotify should just send us back to Vegas, honestly.
Oh, they've been trying.
Oh,
they
really?
They want me to do like a show thing in Vegas. And I'm like, give me a minute. Like, I got to settle in.
Year one, trying to figure
it out. But I will say the other one that was so awkward, I'm on with Spotify executives. And they have like a thing showing me like how well the show is doing this year. They're so happy. Oh, by the way, Daddy Gang, just like, let's just pat ourselves in the back. Call Her Daddy's podcast launch on Spotify had the most engagement and impressions of any podcast launch in their history.
Daddy gang, Richard, then
we're moving off the topic, but I will say this was also the best fucking thing. So I'm on this meeting and like these are Spotify executives and they have this thing pulled up and they are like, another one of the biggest episodes that ever was released was, and the woman goes to say it. I'm like, ma'am, you don't need to say it. And she's like, no, I'll say it. The other biggest episode of the year was the biggest cock I've ever taken. And I remember I texted Lauren asking her, like, do you think this is a good episode title? And I think I was going to do dick. And
no,
we were like,
I was like, yeah, cock.
Get in there. Yeah. So I will say having a Spotify executive say the biggest cock I've ever taken is one of your biggest download. I'm like, that's pretty great. Anyways, Lauren is, we're recording this right now and she's back in LA.
So this is like, I was here the week before Thanksgiving. Then yes. I went to Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, and then we decided not enough. We're just teasing with all our best Vegas moments.
I know. I think we were just like, well, my boyfriend's gone right now on a business trip. Your roommate is gone.
My girlfriend, basically.
Yes, your girlfriend. And so Lauren and I were texting, and I was like, oh, like I'm listening to our episode. Like, I miss you. And she's like, oh, well, what are you doing this week? I'm like, nothing. I'm just editing our episode, like working. And Lauren was like,
there is snow in the forecast for Chicago this week. You know what that means.
I'm like, do you want to come to LA?
So I'm in LA.
And the fact.
Let's do a story time.
Wait, yeah, please tell.
Let me put my feet up on the table like you.
I want you to tell the story of how you got here, because you walked in this morning and you did look pretty beautiful for
you,
like.
Think so?
Yeah, because you have such nice skin.
Oh, thanks.
You never like look like you.
I got a mask pimple, I think, from like wearing my mask.
No,
for, like,
no one can see it. Okay. Lauren has the most perfect olive, beautiful skin. But wait, okay, so tell me your experience getting here.
Okay, so this was yesterday. Today's Monday. Yesterday was like Sunday. Yesterday, Sunday at like 7:30, we decide like,
yes,
let's pull trick, like let's do this.
Yes.
And you were working and you're like, all right, like Lair, I'm gonna put you in contact with my assistant. She's gonna help facilitate, yes, this. She's gonna get you here.
Yes.
Love your assistant. Me and her chit chatting, shooting back and forth. And you know, it's a lot more difficult than one would think to get from small town Louisiana to LA. And there were like really no flights out of Shreveport, the town I was staying in that day.
Yeah.
And there's a neighboring airport, Monroe, Louisiana, another small like regional airport.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, there's a flight tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. from Monroe. Then I'll fly to Dallas. And then from Dallas, I'll fly to Los Angeles. But how do I get to Monroe, Louisiana? I have to leave at like 3 in the morning. And like,
Jesus.
It's like a small town. Like, I can't get an Uber at 3 in the morning.
Right.
My 80-year-old grandfather is not driving me an hour and 45 minutes at 3 in the morning.
No.
I'm not driving myself an hour and 45 minutes at 3 in the morning.
No.
I haven't operated many motor vehicles this year. We don't need any crashes or collisions.
You also didn't even have a car.
No, I had to like rent a car.
Yeah, no.
So me and your assistant are like on Yelp Googling like every car service.
She's amazing.
Like every car service in like Shreveport, Louisiana. And we find a limo company. And she calls and the guy's like, hello. And she's like, do you have like a car available for 3 in the morning? He's like, yeah, I'll drive her. And we're like,
like, seems a little sketch.
Yeah, what's the vibe here? And like, we were convinced I was going to be riding in a limo. And I'm kind of disappointed I wasn't riding in a limo.
Well, it should have been, because I remember she texted me and she was like, hey, like, wait. So this was, because she texted me and she was like, hey, like, the car ride to get Lauren to the airport is going to be more expensive than the actual flight. Because I was like, no matter what, like, fly Lauren first class always. And thanks. Then I was like, but she was like, oh, the car to get Lauren to the airport, if we want to do a service, because we don't trust Lyft.
Yeah.
And because, like, God forbid, how are you going to get a Lyft in Louisiana at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
She was like, this car service is like $700.
It's more money than the flight.
Literally. And I was like, just do it. Like, get Lauren in one piece to LA, whatever it takes. And so she's like, okay. And that's all I fucking last heard. And I just like knew, like, all right, Lauren's gonna get here. So you guys pulled trig on the limousine company.
Okay. Didn't know if I'm like actually gonna be in like a limo or what. Like, would this guy that is like taking the wheel, and like I'm like, okay. And like literally the day before, like, my grandfather and my aunt and uncle are telling me how Shreveport is like one of the biggest sex trafficking hubs in America, because these two major highways intersect. So like, I have that in my mind, and I'm like packing to go into this car in the middle of the night. I'm like, should I bring like a knife? I think my grandfather maybe has pepper spray. Like, am I going to be sex trafficked? Am I going to like be sold into sex slavery?
Dude.
Your assistant was like voice memoing me and was like, I can't tell the vibe. Like, to be honest, like, I don't want to be responsible if something happens to you. So, like,
well, because the car driver you guys said was like sketchy as fuck.
He literally was like, oh, I'll just drive her. And we're like,
but like, we're like, who are you?
Do you have a license?
Right.
We're like looking up the website and like, look, let me show you the guy's picture. And, where is he?
See, like, I'm too paranoid.
Oh,
like,
you would never have gotten in this car. Ever.
I feel like that's so you. Like, you.
Oh,
just
I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
I'm like, I'm gonna get kidnapped. Oh my fucking
And we're
God.
Like, I really hope that's my driver. Really? He's Santa Claus vibes. My driver was indeed Santa Claus.
I'm literally looking at him. He's wearing a top hat, basically, and a conductor hat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He literally looks like Santa Claus.
Uh-huh. And we get in. And
which sometimes I feel like people are like, oh, he looks like Santa Claus. I think those are mostly the creepy
no,
ones.
No, but my thinking was, he's too fat to chase me down. So we get in the car and I'm like trying to decide, like, it's 3 in the morning. Should I sleep or should I not go to sleep? He tells me, just take a nap. Go to sleep.
Wait, did you nap?
Oh, I full on passed out. And like, I'd wake up like every like 25 minutes when we hit a bump, and like, I would Google the airport to make sure we were still going the right direction.
I always do that. Dude, whenever I'm in an Uber, I like open my maps just to make sure.
I've seen you do that, and you track the route on your phone.
Yes, just to make sure we're going the right route. The fact that you even for a second closed your eyeballs while you were in the car with Papa Santa, I would have fucking never, ever.
You're
just laying there. He could have put his finger up your
phone. I was starting to have like paranoid thoughts. Like, my leg was a little close to like him in like turnaround reach. I'm like, what if he turns around and stabs my leg with a tranquilizer and I'm out? So then I like moved my legs over so that like you'd have to reach further if you wanted to tranquilize me. Dude, see, at least I'm thinking like that.
It's literally so fucked up that we as women have to think like this, because I will never forget being in an Uber. I talk about it all the time. I will never forget. I'm coming home from a party in New York City and I'm in a minivan. And I get in this man's minivan. It's an Uber. And I am just chilling there for a minute and I start to come down off my drunk. And as I'm coming down, I look to my left and I look to my right and I recognize that in this minivan, the sliding door handles are duct taped. And I'm like, what the fucking shit did I just walk into? And I start like just like silently crying. And I literally, I forget what guy I was talking to at the time, but I'm like, I'm not safe. And I start taking pictures and I'm taking pictures of him. And then I fake a full phone call. But can you imagine being in a minivan? There's no way. If I wanted to get out of the car, I could not get out unless he pressed the upper button to let the door slide open. Like I was literally a captive, but I made it back obviously. But yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
So don't get in a minivan. Anyways, keep going. Shreveport, we're on
so
the
I
way.
Make it to Monroe. Then great. I get in like a tiny like one row plane and like I get in my little seat, pass out, have like an hour flight to Dallas, get to Dallas, get a bagel from Einstein's. Ugh. And then on the flight to Dallas, this is where you were at the gym. You were trying to put me in one of those first class bed seats.
Yes.
I got a middle seat.
How did you not? Oh, because it was sold out.
It was sold out because it's like the day after, like, right. It's like a few days after Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Busy travel still.
Okay.
So I have a flight from Texas to California, like a 3.5 hour flight in the middle seat. The woman to my left, well, what is the common etiquette in the middle seat?
The middle person gets both of the side arms.
Because like the armrest.
Yes, because you're in the middle seat.
So the person to my left is like sprawled out. She watches TikToks for 3.5 hours straight. Sprawled out. The guy to my right is literally Dwayne The Rock Johnson's clone.
I thought he was saying Dwayne The Rock. I'm like, oh my God, that's fun. Why didn't you get him on the pod?
To his defense, I don't know if he could have taken his arm off the armrest because he was so large. So, and then the air conditioning was broken. So like I'm getting like physically hot. My elbows are pinched into my like waist because both armrests are taken. And then the guy, Dwayne, puts his leg into my leg space. So I'm like crunched up against TikTok girl and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, sweating and overheating and like irrationally angry. I ended up taking like the little table down and putting my like neck pillow on the table and sleeping on my face.
That is neck surgery waiting to happen.
Lauren, I'm feeling a little fucked up.
Dude, the fact that you didn't like jab TikTok bitch with your fucking elbow, dude, because I already know what you're saying. She's like leaning in towards
like,
you.
Like, come on, bitch, you have the window seat. Lean into the window.
You were giving off too cozy of nice
vibes. No, we were all cuddled up. Like, I was like, I read this in guy's entire text conversation because, like, we're that close.
No.
His wife texts him, love you, rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. Who uses rainbows?
Dude, the fact that I can picture you literally just sitting there angry as fuck, but you're so the type of person that just would not say anything. I would literally turn to the man and be like, I understand that you're ginormous, but I'm in the middle seat, so spread that leg to the fucking left.
Yeah, get out of my territory.
Also, TikTok bitch, have you heard of Caller Daddy? I'm personally going to be on there this week, and I'm talking about the fucking addiction that comes with social media. Get the fuck off your phone.
That was a lot of TikTok scrolling.
Dude, 3 hours.
And a half hours.
Brain is mush.
Yeah.
So then you get off the plane. I had a car for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had a nice Tesla waiting.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you cruise on
I cruise down the highway. They played fucking country music. I'm like, come on. I just suffered a week of country music. Enough with the country music.
And your arms are like aching.
Yeah,
from, like,
I'm
holding
like, oh,
them
my
together.
Triceps are sore.
And then you get here and you walk down and you get greeted by Henry.
Henry.
And all was right in the
you
world.
You give me a new sweatsuit.
Oh, yeah. You're wearing the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
New Caller Daddy merch is out. If you guys want, go to callerdaddy.com and plug and plug and plug.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Okay, so you're here, and I'm here. Really happy you made it.
And this house is like very, it feels like a different lifetime. I was like walking around and I like found like my student ID, my fucking diploma is here. I'm going to bring that one back with me.
You left everything.
I have like a closet in your guest bedroom. I have like a closet full of stuff still in there.
Clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How is Chicago?
I've had a locksmith encounter.
What happened?
So it was my birthday and I went out to dinner with my friends. And, you know, classic me, if a roommate is bringing a key, why do I need a key?
Totally.
When I walk, since I have three keys, they jingle like I'm a cat walking around. So that has inhibited me a little bit and set me back in my personal key journey. But so it was my birthday.
Why do you have three keys?
Because I have to like get into the building and I have to like get into the door.
It's like a bunch. Okay.
Yeah. And my roommate like left right from dinner to go to like a work trip.
Okay.
And then I get home and I'm like, fuck. So I call locksmith service and the guy comes. At first glance, like I was like, oh, maybe this locksmith's like a little hot. He had a bucket hat on and a mask. The bucket hat, I was like, ooh, this is a chill locksmith vibe. And he lets me in and it was really freaky how quick he just popped open my door, like within seconds. And I was like, okay, bye. I was looking great. And
I was like, okay, bye.
Like, thank you. Venmoed him $200. I'm like, that was great. And then he immediately texts me and is like spontaneous to grab a beer. And it was my birthday and like everyone had kind of gone home for the night.
Cause wasn't your birthday on a Wednesday?
Yeah, it was a
Wednesday. Okay.
And like people had to work and shit. And I'm like, well, it's my birthday and it's like 9. Like, I don't want to like sit at home. Like, should I go get a drink with the locksmith?
Fucking God.
And then I texted a group text, you know, I ran out some scenarios, like, right. How could this go down? And majority of the scenarios did end up me being murdered in a van.
Yeah, everyone's like, no, Lauren, yeah. You can go masturbate to him, but like, let's keep it at that.
And like, reminder, he knows where you live and can pop open your door in 10 seconds. So I was like, oh, like, sorry, tonight's not a good night. And then the next morning he texts me, good morning, my love. When can I see you? I didn't answer that one. Then the next day he texts me, today is a good day for some soup.
Whoa.
And then I did not answer. And he was like, my love, I need to see you. And at that point I was like, I'm so sorry. I have a boyfriend. I don't think us meeting up is a good idea. Have a great day.
See, for me, like my initial thought is like, I'm fucking terrified that you, a locksmith has your number now and your location.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Are you moving? I would move.
I bought mace, like pepper spray, and a door buddy. So like I put the door buddy like on my bedroom door. And I had a knife under my bed, but my roommate confiscated that from me.
Why?
She was like, that just sounds like a disaster. I don't like the idea of you having like a knife under your bed. So
I would be like, do you want another one?
Yeah,
we should also go like, to the shop and like get them sharpened.
Yes. let's get them engraved.
Yes, like I would be so all for that.
I'm a little paranoid now, like I'm not gonna lie. Like sometimes I have a little bit trouble falling asleep at night, like have locksmith dreams.
But he was hot.
I don't know. He could have been like a hat.
That's true.
A hat mask fish.
Yeah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he had both.
Like, he could have been bald. He could have been balding. He could have had what?
Right.
Under the mask. He could have been.
He could have had an underbite.
Yeah.
Oh, toothless. Yeah. Okay, so you didn't get murdered. That's good. So if you're not going out with a locksmith, which I don't know, I kind of want to like think about like, that because it could
be hot.
My friends
were joking, like, you would have gone to the bar. So tell me about your job.
Well, the thing is, Lauren, is like, if there's one man you should date, it's literally, that's a perfect guy. He will, you don't have to bring your keys anywhere.
True. Sweetie. He can just get me in anywhere I go. Like, hey, baby, like, I'm locked out again. Like, I need you. Oh, that could be like a sexy thing. Like, oh, I need you right now.
Right. It's like your role play. The issue is that when you break up, then
I have to move.
Yeah. Then you have to move. So if you're not dating a locksmith, then who are you dating? I love how I say this like I don't know. I'm like, who are you dating?
Who am I dating? I'm not dating anyone. I know you know this term. You heard of cuffing season?
Absolutely.
I have never. Well, I had heard of it once, but I legitimately thought it was like, oh, when the winter comes, like you wear your sleeve. I can't talk. You wear your shirts that have sleeves that you can like roll the cuffs up because it's cold out.
That's
not what cuffing season
is. The one that like Lululemon has, you can like put your hand through cuffs.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like the runners, like the fake gloves kind of thing.
Yes.
No, that is, I do have some shirts with that. I'm thinking more of like, like the formal like button up shirts that like you roll your cuff and like you can get those little pins that you put on the, like your cufflinks that you put on the end of them.
That is what you thought cuffing season was?
Like, I knew it wasn't that, but, like, that was just, like, what Where'd came to mind. And I was like, yeah.
So, to anyone listening on Call Her Daddy, that's not what cuffing
what
season
is. What is it?
I think cuffing season is when it's getting super cold. So, I guess nobody cuffs in California. So, that's not even a thing here. But mostly on the East Coast, like, when it gets super cold and it's becoming winter season, you want someone to, like, hole up with and, like, watch movies with and never leave your apartment in your house with.
Like, you're handcuffed to them.
Yes. And so, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you basically cuff together and you agree to like go through the winter months together. Nobody presents it like, do you want to be my cuff buddy? Well, I'm sure it's like a dumb slide in on Tinder.
That's what I was gonna ask. Like, no, on Hinge I've seen like a lot of like cuffing references, like it's cuffing season, I'm here for you in their bio.
Right.
So like I guess that kind of lets you know like, hey, like,
no, they just want to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're like, oh wait, I thought they wanted to come over for soup.
Yeah.
No, so
it's a good day for soup.
Yeah, it's just people that basically are like looking to have a partner so they have someone to like spend the inside time with.
I was about to say this is my first winter single in a while, but I was single last winter too.
But it wasn't
what
even winter.
What the fuck was I doing last winter?
Because it was LA.
Yeah.
It felt, we literally.
And
were like,
I was just cuffed to you. I was cuffed to you.
And we were.
I was literally cuffed to you and your boyfriend.
Yes, you
and
were Henry. Third wheeling. Yeah. But it was also like, let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
Boston was like, in college though, no one wants to fucking cuff. So we would like literally put on our winter jackets, but we would go to like the Goodwill and buy the like really, really shitty jackets. Because
that's so smart. So if you leave them, you don't care.
Exactly. Because we'd get to the bar or the club and it'd be hot as fuck in there. So we would bring our Goodwill jackets.
Because you walk in, remember there's mounds.
Yes.
Like people just throw their jacket. I still to this day have a North Face that I fished out of one of those piles. And like, I didn't mean to steal someone's coat, but
okay,
I got home.
And you're that asshole.
I got home. That And like I had like, what did I went with there with like a cheap, like I think I went there with like, don't get me wrong, I fucking love Gap. Like this shirt is from Gap.
Okay.
I love Gap.
Yes.
I got like a $40 jacket from Gap and I came home with like a $400 North Face.
That is.
And I still have it and I still wear it.
Have I seen you wear that?
Am I going to be wearing a coat in LA?
That's true. Okay, so cuffing season, you're not going to get a boyfriend. No,
I'm not going to get a boyfriend. I had that weird misconception of what cuffing season was.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's so fucking stupid. Like, why would anyone do that? Like, that's dumb.
Right.
And then literally, I've had like one cold weekend. It snowed last weekend, like off and on. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I get it.
Why?
Because I like, it was cold on Friday and I'm like, well, I don't really like want to like go out.
And your friends didn't go out.
And no one went out. My roommate had her boyfriend over. They were like cuddling on the couch and I'm like sitting there twiddling my thumbs.
You're like, so this is what cuffing season's like, baby.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because cuffing season is not going to be a thing with global warming in climate change. It's almost true because what I can attest to is I have never not lived on the East Coast until this past year. And I will say that like it makes sense to me a little bit because nobody wants to fucking go out in winter. It's like, let's stay home. Let's like wear sweaters and drink hot cocoa and like be cozy.
Yeah.
In LA, like there can't be a thing as cuffing season because it's literally 80 fucking degrees right now and it's November.
I know, I'm sweating.
So are you...
So if you were me, would you engage in a cuff?
Basically, it's just more of a consistent hookup. The thing is like you can't force a cuff because I can't even say it seriously.
Do you have like a explicit conversation in the beginning? Like,
no.
Hey,
no.
Let's cuff, baby.
No. No. Lauren's like changing
D2C question mark.
Oh my God. Dude, you're literally changing your like
cuff on over.
Cuff on over.
Cuff on over.
Lauren is getting crazy. I think there's two ways to go about it. One, as a joke, like how you're saying people on Hinge, if they're joking about cuffing season, I think
they're actually serious.
Oh, okay. Well,
but like they're proposing it as like a joke.
Exactly.
Like, hey, I know this is really stupid, but like this is kind of what I'm down for.
That's the exact thing I would say. If you're using it as a joke to start a conversation, I think that's brilliant. Like, I actually do think that's a really good way to start a conversation right now on Hinge, on whatever the fuck you're using.
I can ask someone if they're down to be my first cuff.
See, that's like funny, but I would also say don't propose that, Lauren, if you haven't met them yet, because can you imagine if you like have them over and they're so fucking annoying, then they're just going to be clingy and be like, oh, like what happened? Like,
well, according to you, I can ghost them then.
You can ghost them. You could ghost that person. That's actually fine.
Okay, but how do you even start a cuff?
Great question, Lauren. Okay, this is how I would say you start a cuff. You're not going to engage with a serial killer. You're not gonna meet a guy on Hinge and be like, he seems like a great fucking lad, let me have him over to my apartment the first hookup and hangout. No, obviously you need to meet someone in public first, just to, you know, safety, guys, safety 101 here on Call Her Daddy. Never invite someone on a first whim just to your apartment. So you're gonna do what everyone is avoiding this winter, which is you gotta go get on your fucking snow boots and hike your ass to the bar. Once you can't stop looking at me. Lauren and I are in a weird mood. Okay, once you get to the stop. Okay.
So what I'm taking from this so far is that I need to stop inviting people to my apartment before I meet them.
Yes, Lauren, because issues will arise if you keep just letting random strangers. The point is this. I'm sorry, guys. We're getting loopy. The point is this. You go to the bar. You do what you have to do. You meet him. And if you feel any sense of attraction and good vibes from this person and not serial killer vibes, you latch on to that motherfucker.
You bring a pair of handcuffs with you and you drag him out of the bar and chain him to the side of your bed.
And you say, here we go, baby. It's cuffing season. And I'm not kidding you. That is it. Like, I think you can literally go to the point. Stop. I think you can literally go as far to the point that when you are at that bar, the minute you vibe with someone, like, great. You can cuff. We are looking for an opportunity in public to quickly handcuff someone and get isolated. I think it's just if someone naturally comes along, they're like, oh, I vibe with this person. Cuffing season means that you just lean a little bit in sooner.
I think, yes. And I think that with cuffing season, like the vibing thing you're just saying, like, I think you have to be able to like have a conversation with the person.
Oh,
and, like,
fully.
Be into their personality like a little bit.
You can't. This isn't just sexual.
Yeah.
You
like it's a little more than that.
1,000. That's exactly it. It's you have to be into them more than sexually. And then
like, you don't want to have to like date them and be like, oh my gosh, like you can be like, I kind of hate this about this person.
Yes.
But like I can tolerate you enough to like spend like a few hours like and converse with you.
Yes. And like even though you're like watching Netflix, like you're still like cooking or making a fucking fire. Like it's more than just sex. And I think cuffing season, if you feel a vibe with someone, you have the right to
speed it up a little bit.
Speed that
shit up.
Like a
little COVID situation.
Yes. Now, let's talk though about every Daddy Gang member listening. You need to be very aware that cuffing season is basically friends with benefits. This person owes you nothing, even though you're going to be engaging in relationship shit activity.
It's friends with benefits with a strong expiration date.
And don't let yourself get so hung up on the mushy feelings that come with a little fucking gingerbread fucking house making,
ice skating,
fireside chats,
business. I meant to say Christmas tree decorating.
Oh, yeah. Some fucking
marshmallow roasting.
Maybe you like give each other little like cute presents. Like, oh, God.
Maybe you give each other massages.
Yes. Maybe he gets you a heated blanket.
Maybe he gets you a weighted blanket. Maybe you enjoy some cinnamon eggnog together.
Maybe you even hang up one of the things for Christmas, Theo.
You have an advent calendar together.
And you make a stocking for him.
You stitch him a monogram stocking.
All of this, I would say, literally fuck off if you did this in normal time. You meet a guy once at the bar and you're stitching him a stocking. But during cuffing season, it is actually appropriate.
Cuffing season is activity land.
And the minute that you see the snow starting to melt.
And the eggnogs flying is backordered for the season.
What? The minute that you see
the Christmas trees, the pine needles are dying and falling onto the ground and the tree is withering away.
And everyone's taken down this is it. Everyone's taken down their Christmas lights. Don't be the asshole. Don't be the asshole that keeps their thinks you should keep your Christmas trees.
February. No, Groundhog's Day does not need to be marked by Christmas lights.
The point is don't let it get it twisted. You are not shit. And cuffing season is just an opportunity to fuck and do some activities. But the minute that they're ready for fucking summer, you're done. Goodbye. And of course, there's going to be some outliers. Like maybe you end up getting fucking married. Who knows? But for the majority of you, don't get it fucking twisted. They don't actually care about you.
You're just a cuff. I feel like there's a lot of potential for someone to get their heart broken
totally.
Or get their feelings really hurt in a cuff situation. Because if you're like doing like dating like activities with someone, I feel like that could easily trick you into thinking that like you really like them or something. Like,
I agree.
Situational.
That's true. I also think it's hard because like if you rush into a cuff and then one of the people want to keep dating and then the season's opening up, I could see it being an issue for people where the person that didn't intend for it to be long term, like they're eager to now get back out there because if someone is so desperate for a cuff, it probably also means they're going to be desperate for their summer. Like that's someone that's just like looking
like
for
hopping from the next best thing to,
hopping
from
around
one thing next best to the best next
something
thing.
Something hopping something happening.
Hopping popping around town.
So daddies, I think the moral of the story is I totally condone cuffing, but just remember at the end of the day, cuff with caution.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Prime Video. I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say,
better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
What shows are you watching?
Have you ever watched like any of the Marvel movies?
No.
So they're like about 2 to 2.5 hours each, and there's 26 of them. And in the past 2 weeks, I've watched 23 of them.
Lauren.
And like, I'm kind of in like a Marvel addict phase. And like before this phase, I didn't really have like a celebrity like guy crush, like someone I was really into. You are going to die. You're going to die.
No.
You're going to die.
No.
Do you know who my new celebrity crush is?
Are you going to say Thor?
Yeah. I don't know why, but he just really,
Okay, yeah, and that's the real Thor. And yeah, he is hot as fuck, okay? Yeah. And his his forehead is a normal size.
And, like, the hammer.
Oh, wow. Okay, I've never watched one of those. I don't know why. I feel like that's just not my vibe.
It's probably not your vibe.
I'm more
I don't
into
know
like
what it's gotten me going on, but like,
but you're enjoying it.
I'm addicted.
I am so obsessed, and I forgot like how obsessed I was, and it like
with
scares
Thor?
Me. Nope. Nope. Dexter.
Yeah.
I am like obsessed with him.
I've tried to watch like multiple times. I've watched the first episode of that show, and you've told me like you gotta get like the first one's a little slow.
Yeah, you gotta go. Yeah, you gotta give it a second.
Yeah.
It is. I remember like it was like years ago going to my mom and being like, Mom, like I'm having really weird feelings. Like, is it weird that I think I'm like in love with this fictional serial killer?
Why am I tingling when I watch the show?
While I'm watching the serial killer cut people up. And usually, you know me, that shit scares me.
Yeah.
But there's something about him.
I know. I'm surprised. Like, that's
I'm
your
drawn
show.
To him.
Wait, so there's
like,
a new season of that out?
He's back. It's been off the air for how long? So fucking long. His sister in the show, like he plays his sister in mm-hmm. real life, is his ex-wife.
So were they married when they first started the show?
Yes, and then they
got divorced, and then the show's picked back up now.
Yes, and now it's like I don't know. I love their dynamic because they're so good together. But the whole show, anybody, if you haven't watched Dexter, I would suggest you go watch that. All right, Daddy Gang, that is it for this week's mini.
You know, we like to get a little weird on the minis. I think it's also because we're hungover on a Wednesday.
Yeah, we were recording this early. We were in the hot tub for about 4 hours. Lauren got out of the hot tub last night and had prune all... Is it prune?
Yeah, my hands were pruned.
Why is that word? The point is we were just getting really... Why do I keep saying the point is? The point is, the point is, the point
is. The point is we need to leave. Goodbye.
Have a great fucking Sunday. We love you, hoes. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And daddy gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes, and the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So, Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you.